Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for the life of Jess. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that she's a daughter of you and she recognizes that. She's a vessel for you, Lord. So as she brings a word today, Lord, may the Spirit of the Lord fill the room, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and fear of the Lord. May it just usher through, open up our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears, Lord, so we can hear what you hear and see what you see. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Good morning. Hi. Hope you don't mind. I'm going to stand down here today. I don't like standing on the platform. Evie, I apologize. I don't know if I'm going to stay still. So thank you. Can we give it up for Evie on the camera? Good morning. How are we this morning? Good. I don't know about you, but I feel freedom in the room today. Freedom. Why don't you turn to the person next to you and say, I'm so glad I get to sit next to you today. Now turn to the other person and explain why you didn't turn to them the first time. I'm just kidding. Babe, I'm so glad I get to sit next to you today. Hey, good morning. I started a riot. Hey, how good was Easter last week? Yeah. I don't know about you, but after Easter every year, I'm like, why can't we have church for 2 days every week? So good. I love Easter. Who loves the new backdrop, by the way? Melissa is so talented. I'm not in camera view. Evie, I'm probably going to move. I'm so sorry. So sorry. I love celebrating Easter, and I love that every year we get to celebrate the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross because he loves us. Sacrifice is a big word, isn't it? It's big. It's really big. This morning I want to ask you, have you ever been asked to sacrifice yourself for someone or something of yourself? Has anyone been asked to do that? I mean, we sacrifice all the time. Sean, yeah. Sacrifice is hard, isn't it? Yeah. Since getting married, I've learned, you know, how hard sacrifice is sometimes. I was like, oh, I want to watch the rom-com, but you want to watch the action movie. Okay, I'll sacrifice. When I was preparing for the word this morning, I was reminded of a time when I was a kid that I was a forced sacrifice. Who's been to Umina Beach before? Has anyone? Yeah? So I was swimming at Umina Beach. Caleb's laughing because he knows what I'm about to say. I was swimming at Umina Beach with my family and I was with my older brother. If you know my family, I was with Jai. And we were swimming, I would have been about 8, and all of a sudden the shark alarm went off, right? Who's seen Jaws, right? We've all seen Jaws. We know how the story is going to play out, right? So we're trying to get back to shore. And then all of a sudden, I look at Jai and he has like this wild look in his eye and he pushes me over into the water, right? He literally sacrificed me to the shark, literally. Literally sacrificed me, his younger sister. Anyway, we get to shore and I make it, thank goodness, because I'm here today. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm like, dude, what was that? And he's like, I'm so sorry. I just didn't want to be last. He literally sacrificed me. By the grace of God, we have a reconciled relationship now. But he was like, no, not me, take her. But you know what's really awesome about the cross and what Jesus did? Jesus said, no, not them, me. Not them, but me, because he loved us. My dad preached a couple of weeks ago, and he used a phrase that I'm going to steal this morning, and he said, it's grand final week. Yeah, do you guys remember that? It's grand final week. Well, if you don't mind, Dad, I'm going to steal that this morning, and I'm going to argue, why can't it be grand final week every week? Why can't we celebrate what Jesus did on the cross every single week, every single day? Because like Judith said this morning, he's still working and he's still moving. The word that God gave me this morning was that the story isn't over yet. It's still grand final week. Everyone say it's still grand final week. The first point this morning is he's not finished yet. Can everyone say he's not finished yet? He's not finished yet. I don't believe you. Let's say with some enthusiasm, he's not finished yet. Come on. That is good news. That is good news. I got a call from my grandparents recently, a couple of weeks ago, and they're like, Jess, we've sent you an Easter parcel. And when it arrived, I opened it with anticipation. I was so excited. And look, I'm so sorry, Evie. I'm just going to move today. I opened it and I found these napkins in the box. And a couple of thoughts came to my mind. Number one, see, can you see them? They've got Easter eggs on them. A couple of thoughts came to mind. Number one, I didn't know they made Easter napkins. Number two, where's my chocolate? That's kind of gratitude. Nan, thank you so much for my napkins. I love them. And I kind of forgot about them and put them kind of in the cupboard. And then the other day as I was praying, God reminded me of those napkins. And he's like, hey, remember those napkins that you were ungrateful about? I want to use them this week. I'm like, oh, God used my Nan to send me those napkins. I learned something about napkins a few weeks ago that I want to share with you guys this morning, and it prompted the word for this morning. So as we know, when Jesus died on the cross, a couple of days later, Mary Magdalene, she came to the tomb to prepare Jesus' body. And when she arrived, she saw that he wasn't there, that he was gone. And, you know, she freaked out. She went to get John and Peter and, you know, they've stolen his body. Jesus had only told them a number of times, you know, I'm going to rise from the dead. And they still freaked out, but sometimes we miss the message, don't we? And when John and Peter came into the tomb, they discovered something that's highlighted so beautifully in the passage of John. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn to John chapter 20. And when they walked into the tomb, they saw something. They saw the cloth that they had wrapped Jesus' body in. And I'm going to read, oh, I forgot, yeah. Adam, if you could get that Bible verse up for me. So he stopped and he looked in and he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and he went inside. He also noticed that the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. So we have this picture of the wrappings of Jesus kind of in the tomb, and then the head wrapping of Jesus kind of set apart and folded, kind of like a napkin. And you may be thinking, what does that mean? How is that significant, Jess? What are you talking about? You may not know this, but in Jewish tradition, when a master was eating his meal and when he was finished, he would stand up and he would kind of scrunch his napkin and put it on his plate so that, you know, the servants would know, hey, he's done, you can come and clear the table. But when a master wasn't yet finished with his meal, he would fold up his napkin and he would put it on the plate so that the servants would know he's not finished yet. He's coming back. How good is that? And many people believe that when Jesus folded his headcloth and folded it like a napkin, it was significant. Jesus wanted us to know that he wasn't finished yet. He's still going. The story isn't over yet. How good is that? How exciting is that? The second point this morning, everyone say number two. Number two. Oh, I forgot to mention, I just feel free this morning. I don't know. I forgot. There's some sheets of paper on your chair. Thank you, Mum. If it's helpful for you, you can use this. If it's not helpful, just leave it there. We'll clean it up later. I won't be offended. It's just got the points for this morning and some gaps that you can fill in and the Bible passages. The second point this morning is he's still rolling stones. How good is that? He's still rolling stones. Adam, if you could get out the Bible passage for me. All right. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Everyone say, the new is here. Sometimes I think that, Adam, if we could just go back. Sometimes I think that we underestimate the power of punctuation in the Word of God. The new is here. That's an exclamation mark. That's not a full stop. The new is here. All right, next one, Adam. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. How good is that? So good. I have to make sure I don't get lost. When Jesus died on the cross for us, he died so that we, you and I, didn't have to carry the power of sin, death, shame anymore. He died. He said, no, not them, me. Not them, but me. And what I love about that passage is that Jesus is saying, if you believe in me, right, if you've received me, you are made into a new creation. You don't have to carry that stuff anymore. Because of what Jesus did, we don't have to live in sin anymore. We don't have to live in shame. That passage says that he does not count our sins against us. So why do we count our sins against us? He died on that cross so that we didn't have to carry that anymore. How good is that? We don't have to carry that anymore. We don't have to walk in shame. We don't have to walk in guilt. We can walk in freedom because Christ died because he loved us. But you know what? What's powerful about that? That passage says that the old is gone, the new is here. But you know what? We need to step out of that. We need to decide to let go of the old and walk into the new. This morning, I'm wondering, how many places are we stuck in that God wants us to walk out of this morning? How many places, how many graves or tombs are we trying so hard to open the door, and we're striving to be better, and we're striving to, be better and do better. But Jesus has already unlocked that door. We just need to walk through it. Who wants to be a volunteer this morning? I need a volunteer. Oh, come down. Thank you. Everyone say, hi, Camilla. All right, can you put this backpack on? Caleb's all over it. Thanks, babe. So I have these bricks. Are you feeling strong?
Yes.
How strong? Yeah? So it's kind of like we have this backpack, right, in life. We kind of have this backpack. It's okay. Trust me, you're okay. We kind of have this backpack. And Christ died so that we didn't have to carry that stuff, right? But sometimes we forget that. Sometimes stuff happens and stuff gets put into our bag. Are you feeling strong? I'm not. How's that feeling? Is that heavy? Do you want another one? Yeah? Okay, so sometimes stuff happens and stuff gets put in our bag that we don't realize is there. Yeah? Yeah. So sometimes we have this stuff that we're carrying around, and Christ is saying, hey, you don't have to carry that weight. I died so that I could carry that weight for you. He wants to take that weight off.
Are you feeling strong?
Yeah, I'm feeling strong. And he wants us to put it at the cross. Christ died so that we didn't have to carry that weight anymore. Thank you so much. Thank you. He's still rolling stones and he wants us to walk out of that stuff. But we, church, we have to decide to step out of the old and walk in to the new. This morning I want to ask you, is there stuff you need to step out of this morning? Is there weight that you're carrying that is just too heavy? Christ is saying, let me take that weight. Walk out of that door, walk out of that grave. Oh, I don't know about you, but feel free this morning. I don't know about you, but the stuff that I want to walk out of. Adam, I'm going to use that picture. Just wait. I was like, Adam, I think I'm going to use this picture, but I don't know. We're just going to be flexible. I think some people need to hear this morning that even when we're in Christ and even when we're a Christian and we have God as the king of our heart, we still make mistakes. We're still going to stuff up sometimes. And I don't know about you, but I have a tendency when I stuff up to walk in shame and you know, you're a Christian, you believe in God, why are you still doing this stuff? And I believe Christ wants some people to know this morning that you're never going to be perfect, but I love you anyway. Even when you stuff up, you don't have to sit in that shame and that guilt anymore. We went to Bunnings, where did we go? We went to a nursery yesterday, the Big Flower, and we got some new plants because our plants had died. I don't know about you, but I can't keep plants alive. They just die. And we got all new plants, and there's a plant that Sandy gave me ages ago that was just so dead. It was so dead. And yeah, she gave it to me alive. It wasn't anymore. Anyway, so we have this pot. Adam, if you could get the picture up. And I was going to chuck it in the bin, right? It didn't look like that yesterday, but there was like a whole bunch of dead leaves and just, it would just look so bad. And I had taken it out of the pot and I was going to put it in the bin. And Kayla was like, hang on, there's still life there. There's still life there. It can still grow. And I was like, oh yeah. And so we trimmed off the broken bits and we replanted it. And I love that the pot says, keep growing. Keep growing. Thank you, Adam. I believe some people need to hear that this morning, that there is still life in you. God's not finished yet. He's still working. He's not finished with you yet. There's still life in you. There might be some broken bits, but he can chop that off. You can put that weight at the cross because there's still life in you. Keep growing. The third point for this morning is, can we get a drum roll? The third point for this morning is, he's coming back. Oh, yeah. Yeah? Can we get some excitement? He's coming back. Are we ready? It's a hard question, isn't it? Are we ready? Are we ready? I don't feel ready sometimes, if I'm just being honest. I was meditating on a passage in Matthew chapter 25 recently, and it was a story of the ten bridesmaids. And has anyone read that before, that passage? And it depicts this beautiful Jewish tradition where the bridal party would await the bridegroom with like these lamps. And they would wait for the bridegroom to arrive and they would welcome him into the wedding feast. And in this passage, the bridegroom's taking a while to come and they fall asleep and they get tired. And eventually when he comes, they all run out with anticipation with their lamps ready to welcome him into the wedding feast. But half realize that that they don't have enough oil. And so they run to go and get more and then they end up missing out on going into the wedding feast with the bridegroom. Such a powerful passage. And in this story, Jesus is the bridegroom and we are the bridesmaids. And Jesus is coming back one day and God wants us to be full. He wants our lamps to be full and he wants us to be ready for him. Could we get that Bible verse up, Adam? Later, the others also came. Lord, Lord, they said, open the door for us. But he replied, truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Jesus wants to know you. When Jesus comes back, he wants to say, Mary, I know you. Sarah, I know you. Joe, I know you. He wants us to know him. Dad preached a couple of weeks ago on the king of our heart. Jesus wants to be the king of our heart. But he's a gentleman, hey, he's a gentleman, he won't push. He loves you so much and he wants to be the king of your heart and he wants to have relationship with you. But that requires intentionality and effort, doesn't it? It does, it requires intentionality and it requires effort. Investing in our relationship with God may sound complex, but it is quite simple. Jesus is knocking on the door of our hearts and he's saying, I want to know you. I love you. Will you receive my love? Will you receive what I did for you? I used to work as a Domino's delivery driver, and I was working a New Year's Eve shift, and at the beginning of my shift, my boss said, hey, don't forget to fill up your car because it's going to be a busy shift. I forgot. of course. And I was left stranded on the side of the road with an empty fuel tank. And I ended up missing out on going to a New Year's Eve party with my friends because I forgot to fill up. Jesus wants to feast with us. When he comes back, he wants to come into the wedding feast with us. But we need to make sure that we're full. Now, that's not out of a religious spirit. I'm not saying, you know, you have to do this and you have to follow these commandments. I'm just sharing with you that I have a relationship with God, and I don't know how people live without that. I've experienced the grace of God, and I've experienced the love of God, and I don't know how people live without that. I just don't. To be ready for Jesus, we need to make sure that we're full. So this morning, I want to ask you, what's your cup like right now? Are you feeling full? Are you feeling empty? Are you feeling tired? Are you feeling burnt out? What do you need right now? What does your relationship with God look like right now? What do you want it to look like? What do you need right now? Because he loves you. He loves you so much, and he wants to know you. He wants to know you. I totally didn't go where I was planning on going, but that's okay. Flexibility, hey? Flexibility. Story's not over yet. He's still working. He's still moving. He wants to have a personal relationship with you, and he wants to come into the feast with you. And I don't know about you, but I want to go to that feast too. And we can hold on to the hope of the Easter story every single day, every single week, because he's still alive. He's still moving. The story is not done yet. He still wants to work in your life. I feel like I didn't even need to preach this morning. Judith, you just said it so beautifully. He's still got stuff to do. And I believe some people need to hear that this morning and hold on to that hope. If you've got stuff in your life that's broken right now, you can hold on to that hope. He's not done yet. He's still got stuff to do. The story's not over yet. We can hold on to that hope. I'm going to invite the worship team up. To be honest, I still don't know what God wants to do during this time. Been praying about it all morning, and the word that I keep getting is just be flexible. Just be flexible. I don't know what you need to do this morning, but I believe God has something to do in each and every one of us that's going to be different to each and every one of us. But I want to invite you into this time to just get into the presence of God. Just pretend that it's just you and him in this room. What do you need to do right now? What do you need to do right now? We've got a couple of things that we can do over here. This is just, if being doing activating something physically is helpful for you, come and do this. If not, then don't. This is all about being flexible to what God wants to do. If you've got some stuff that you need to walk out of today, if you have some weight that the enemy is putting on you that you want to put at the cross, I want you to come and do that. If you've got some stuff that you want to walk out of, addiction, fear, anxiety, disease, health problems, mental health, if you've got some graves that you want to walk out of today, I want you to come and do that. We've got some stones here. I want you to invite you, if you feel led, come and get a stone and kneel at the cross and leave that weight at the cross and walk out in freedom. Walk out in freedom. Because he walked out of his grave so that we could. So that we could. So that we could. If you want prayer this morning, come down the front. People will pray for you. I'll be available to pray for you if you want. But yeah, I just really sense that God wants this to be a time of freedom. No agenda, just freedom. So you do you do what you feel the Spirit prompting you to do this morning. If you want prayer, come forward and get prayer. I'll pray for you. I know there are some couple of other people that will pray for you as well. He's not finished yet. The story's not over. He's still rolling stones, and he's coming back one day. He wants us to be ready.